I have come in my time as a Christian to a great appreciation of St. Paul. Paul was a person, I think, that probably not unlike a lot of us, right? He's a good guy. He's forthright. He's upright. He has a job. He's a tent maker, a tanner, and he plies his trade. He's interested in his faith. And he kind of, just is keeping his nose to the grindstone and moving forward. And in the midst of all this, he has this encounter with Jesus. We know the story of him on the road to Damascus, and he has this experience of Christ that like a blinding flash of light, and he's blinded. And from that moment forward, Paul is like a man on fire. He has a mission, and he is steadfast and faithful and perhaps what we might even think of as zealous in accomplishing that mission. And he's been given this mission to spread the word to all the people of the earth, not just the people who had the same religion as him, but to everybody he encountered. And so he goes out and he begins to spread this gospel, is what he calls it. Now, one of the things that's important for us to remember is that when Paul says, "My job is to spread the gospel," he's not talking about the Bible. Because the books that we think of as the Gospels, they are not going to be written until decades after Paul's death. So when Paul talks about the gospel, he's talking about something else. He's talking about a message. In fact, the word we translate is evangel, which is a message from the ruler. Paul has a message from the ruler of the universe to the people of the earth. And that message is, your lives have purpose and meaning. And that the terrible things that you see happening around you and that have happened to you and that in some cases you have happened on others, that you have been the bringer of difficulty and oppression to others, those things, that way of life, those choices, that's not the way it has to be. There is another way. And that way has been pointed to us by Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, whose very presence of God among us in human form brings blessing to human life. That says that our lives matter. That this world in which we live matters. And that God has a purpose that is greater than the lowest base denominator in which we have lived so far. There is good news. And you can be participants in that world. You can live in that world. And even though it feels like that world is closing in around you, the darkness coming and putting out all the light, that the light of Christ never goes out. That by holding firm to it, you will always find your way. This is Paul's message. And he is going to go to the ends of the earth, literally as he understands it, to spread this message. That your lives have purpose and meaning, and that you can be participants in God's work in the world to remake the world in a better way. Now, one of the things that's really interesting about Paul's mission is that we see here in this letter to the church in Philippi, which is a church in what we would think of as northern Greece, is that an intrinsic part of Paul's mission is to form communities, gatherings of people who get together on a regular basis to worship God and learn about God. Now, I think this is actually kind of interesting because Paul's mission, as we understand it, is to spread the message. Right? And so we would think maybe Paul would just have like big events. One night only, Philippi, Paul from Tarsus, come hear the good news. Right? Like going to like a Paul McCartney concert, which I can't afford to do. But that's not how Paul does it. Right? We remember Jonah. Right? Jonah is a prophet. He sent to, Nineveh, that terrible place, Nineveh. And all Jonah does is walks through the streets going, Nineveh's doomed, turn to God. I mean, that's it. He just walks around saying that. But that's not Paul's mission. That's not what Paul does. Paul doesn't have like a big theater he rents with a great band and everybody comes and they hear about Jesus and off you go. Paul says that in order to really follow Jesus, in order to really participate in this kingdom of God, in order to really fulfill your mission and purpose in life, to really find meaning, you can't do it by yourself. You have to do it with other people. That at heart, the way of God is a way rooted in relationship, in community, of holding each other up, of holding each other accountable. And that our greatest meaning and purpose in life can only be found through the community of God's people. And this is a recurring theme throughout the scriptures, and we see it in that story from Exodus, where the people, the tribes of Israel, the people of God are wandering in the desert, and they're going like, Moses, why on earth did you get us to leave Egypt to this God-forsaken wasteland? And Moses, Moses has like the patience of Moses. I don't know how he puts up with the Israelites. I mean, they're such whiners. And they don't have any food to eat, and we don't have any bread, we don't have any meat. Moses, what are you going to do? And so Moses talks to God, and God says, I will provide for the people. And so the quails land, and they can catch them, and the manna shows up on the ground, and they can make their bread. And so all of their needs are being met as they journey on the path that God has given them by God himself. In the same way, all of our needs will also be met by God. Maybe not everything we want or in exactly the way we want it, but our needs will be provided for by our God. And so one of the intrinsic messages of Jesus is that when we come together as God's people and we walk the journey of faith, that just like the ancient Israelites in the desert on our pilgrimage, God will be there to provide for us. When we come together and stick together and hold out the promise of God's hope as our guiding light, the things we need to accomplish our mission of spreading the good news will be met. That our needs will be provided for. So long as we remember to hold together. Because God's self is the Trinity. I think this is really important because there are three persons in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And none of them individually are God. It is only the three of them together. That God is not a person. God is in reality the relationship of the persons. That God is a relationship. It's a word for describing a relationship of these three persons, these three divine beings, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so we, created in the image of God, are also at heart relational. We only really work in relationship with others in our lives and in our faith. And so we are called to be like God, following the example of Jesus in his earthly ministry, to have relationship at the heart and the root of our being. It is the fundamental form that our faith takes. That to be a Christian means to be in relationship with other Christians. And that's why we gather here, to encourage one another, to bolster one another, to organize our efforts on behalf of the building of the kingdom of God. That our lives have purpose and meaning. That we are called to be in community, and that we are called as community to bring that message of purpose and meaning and to reshape the world in the image of God so that the whole creation may magnify the glory and the love of God. Amen.